Unfortunately, I don't represent the member states, but I hope that's okay in terms of intervening. So my name is Nicholas Jensen. I work for Tree Energy Solutions. We're trying to scale up renewable hydrogen production, and specifically as a derivative renewable synthetic methane. And maybe a general question to the first speakers and also to the Ukrainian colleagues, even though the presentations were focused on biomass and biomethane. But if we look overall, I think, at the work of UNICE and probably also the work that needs to be done at the technical level, at the certification level, at the definition level, we know that, unfortunately or fortunately, we have to look at what already exists. And what already exists is a definition of renewable fuels of non-biological origin that the European Commission has developed, which is quite complex, but is also ambitious in terms of the renewable aspect. So in theory, renewable hydrogen is easily produced from renewable electricity that you transform into renewable hydrogen. Once you get into the details of European definitions, for instance, you need a bidding zone that is compatible. You need to respect certain time and place correlations. And I'd be interested in knowing from the side of Albania, from the side of Ukraine, unfortunately not from the side of Georgia right now, but other colleagues as well, is it an assessment you've undertaken at national level to see if these concepts would be compatible in a short or midterm with your national energy systems, or is that something that is upcoming, of course, in a later stage? That would be quite interesting because for us, of course, as a private company, we're very happy to look at opportunities everywhere, but depending on what can be or cannot be done, it's always interesting to look at how the technical aspect works. Thanks a lot.